Ivory Coast situation turns a corner with the strongman's detention. Vietnam parts the bamboo curtain for an evangelist. And yet another aftershock stretches Japan's nerves to the breaking point. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. After more than 4 months, the brutal situation surrounding Ivory Coast's presidential elections may finally be drawing to a close. Rebels managed to capture and detain the incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo. His refusal to concede the election drove the Ivory Coast to the brink of civil war. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says,
"This is a classic struggle for power in a chaotic environment."
There was a point where the question of sectarian violence cropped up because of the violence perpetrated against churches and Christian workers. Again, Mueller says it was driven more by politics than by faith issues.
In this country, the tension between Muslim and Christians has been exacerbated by this instability. So pray that the church would be a force for peace and reconciliation.
The question now is how to rebuild. One way, Mueller says, is to
pray that the Christians don't retaliate from the attacks against them. Pray that they would also be a model of Jesus' love for those that would persecute them or even injure them for political reasons.
Meanwhile, for the first time in over 35 years, a non-Vietnamese believer was allowed into Vietnam to preach the gospel. Evangelist Luis Palau and his son Andrew were met by hundreds of excited believers when they entered the country a week ago. When we caught up with the Palaus, Luis voiced a hiccup in the plans for their main two-day outreach event in Ho Chi Minh City.
"We're learning the biblical meaning of the phrase, we walk by faith, not by sight, because we still don't have a written permit."
As it turns out, just 3 hours before the event on Saturday, the permit was finally granted, but for a different location. The locals immediately switched gears, redirecting traffic of thousands. It was a late start, but by the event's end on Sunday night, it didn't matter. Before the festival, Andrew told us,
"Our main expectation is that many, many thousands of Vietnamese will enter the kingdom."
And that goal was met, thrusting the church toward their hope of evangelizing 10% of the country by 2020. Pray for the Hanoi Festival this weekend, which is also yet to get the permits. You're listening to Mission Network News. Yet another strong aftershock rattled Japan Monday morning, falling at 7.1 magnitude and straining already taut nerves. Through its missionary 911 fund, Wycliffe Associates Bible Translation Partner in Japan, Wycliffe Japan, is scrambling to help meet the most basic of needs around them. All their personnel have been accounted for and are safe, but the most critical needs include things like food, temporary housing, replacement of lost belongings, clothing, and blankets. Next, what would happen if people started memorizing large chunks of the Bible? As people gained word on recall, it would probably improve evangelism, discipleship, and the daily Christian walk. The Evangelical Free Church of India felt so strongly about this that they made a decision at a recent assembly. Moy Padidi with Bibles for the World was there.
One of the significant resolutions adopted during this assembly was the declaration of 2011 and 2012 as the years of Bible reading and memorization.
Many children have already started memorizing John and Proverbs. The impact of their labor and that of other believers could be significant, but they can't move it forward if they don't have Bibles. So Padidi suggests,
"We must first meet the urgent need for a large supply of Bibles for everyone who would participate in this life-changing program."
And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry in the Middle East and North Africa, marks 15 years of ministry this year. The very first program, shot in a kitchen with a borrowed camera, was only the beginning. Today, Sat7 broadcasts 24/7 on 4 channels in 3 languages, Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Some would call that growth amazing. And in light of all the unrest in the region in which their teams work, it's obvious that God has guided and provided opportunities, safety, and protection. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.